Random House Audio presents 10 Letters, The Stories Americans Tell Their President, by Eli Saslow. Read for you by Robertson Dean. Chapter 1. I lost my job, my health benefits, and my self-worth in a matter of 5 days. The nightly briefing book arrived at the White House residence just before 8 o'clock p.m., hand-delivered to President Obama by a junior member of his staff. It was a large three-ring binder that had been covered in black leather and stamped with the presidential seal, and Obama sometimes eyed it wearily and lamented the arrival of what he called his homework packet. Each night brought another few hundred pages of policy memos and scheduling notes, another deluge of intelligence about two wars, terrorist plots, and the tumbling U.S. economy. Some documents Obama only skimmed, others he set aside to read the next morning. He opened the binder and reached for a thin purple folder, the one item that he always read, and usually read first. The contents inside the purple folder had become a fixture of his presidency, shaping his speeches and informing his policies. Senior advisors had referred to it by turns as Obama's lifeline, inspiration, connection to reality, and guide to what people really care about. On this evening, the folder had been labeled with the date, January 8, 2010. It was a snowy Friday night, the end of another long day at the end of another long week inside the White House. Obama and his family had recently returned from a 10-day trip to Hawaii, but he joked to friends that he already craved another vacation.